Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy to be in the house of God tonight?
Amen.
Amen. So thankful that all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment if I need him. Amen.
Right.
You know, she said, she had a little bit of worry about whether or not she could make it. But she said, if I can but touch the garment, the hem of the garment of God. She didn't call him a rabbi. She didn't call him a teacher. She called him exactly what he was. If I can touch the hem of the garment of God. When you know who he is and you're where he's at, and you're determined to reach him, great things can happen. How many of you appreciated the message this morning, how God can change our lives in a moment? Praise God. Let's turn to page 382. Seeing I would not be denied.
Stood upon his word.
Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to dig in and make it, don't you? Amen. And you know, in football, they have the 2-minute warning. That means that now's the time to get down to business. If you haven't been playing well thus far, you need to play well right now. Praise God. I don't think we're in a 2-minute warning. I think we have a 30-second warning or something like that. Amen. I believe he's coming back, don't you? Praise God. I want to be ready. Let's turn to page 110 and sing Heaven's Jubilee. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad heaven is a real place. Praise God, with real people that I knew that are going to be there. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Andre Crouch once said, you know, they call us holy rollers, and they know that, you know, that's true. But if they knew what we were rolling about, they'd be rolling too. You know, amen. Aren't you glad you know that heaven isn't a dream? It's not something we used to describe something. Heaven is real. It's a reality. Praise God. And one day we're going to be there. Let's turn to page 203. Sing Someday tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God.
My trials here on earth will cease someday.
Worship him tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that hope, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the hope, Lord, that we have in our soul tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated if you'd like. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someday. some miserable, horrible day. That's not what the song says. Amen. Someday, some happy day. Amen. From sin set free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a day that's going to be, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord tonight. It's good to be in church. Amen. Trust the Lord meets with us tonight. Hallelujah.
My everything.
Well, God is.
God is.
God is.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise you, God, praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is God your everything? Amen. He needs to be everything. He needs to be everything. He's not everything. He's nothing. He's nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Been thinking, praying about a youth camp this summer, and praise God, Lord, helping us. I'm going to talk about the thrones that we have in our life because, amen, if God is not the one, the only one on the throne of your life, amen, he's not Lord of anything in your life. Amen. He's got to be the one, right? He's got to be everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. You could be seated if you'd like. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord tonight. Appreciate you worshiping. Appreciate your, amen, just your energy to praise and worship God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, I've been to a few churches before in my lifetime, but I'll tell you what, Bethel Chapel, I appreciate you. And amen. Well, you worship. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good to have these young people from Missouri with us tonight. Amen. Good to have them over here visiting us with us. Amen. Need to talk to them after church. Let them know all the dates coming up so they can stay in touch with us. All right? Youth camp right around the corner, man. It'll be here. Okay? You can go ahead and start packing your suitcase. It's that close. All right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Look with me to the book of Deuteronomy tonight. Deuteronomy. Amen. I'll read to you some verses here from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 1 is where we'll start reading. Amen. No moment of silence this morning, this evening. We're going to go right into it, all right? Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 1. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord said unto me, fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og, also the king of Bashan, and all his people. And we smote him until none was left to him remaining. We took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, beside unwalled towns, a great many. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city, but all the cattle and the spoils of the cities we took prey to ourselves. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side Jordan, from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon. Drop down if you would. Verse 10. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, unto Salcah and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained. Notice this. Only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. He goes on to describe, behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land, which we possessed at that time. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Og, this giant, Okay? Just some rough figuring there. His bed was probably 13 and a half feet long and 6 feet wide. That's a big old bed. I think you could call it a king-size bed. After all, he was the king of Bashan, right? It was a king-size bed. I don't know, 13 and a half feet long. Some commentators said, well, you know, if you figure, he's probably not as long as his bed, but maybe a little bit shorter than his bed. So they probably figured his height at least 9.5 feet tall. Not a bad guy to have on your basketball team. Not only that, but I kind of think that he was a big man, a very large man, all right? I know if you're 9.5 feet tall, you're going to weigh a little bit, okay? All right? I'm 4'19", and I weigh a little bit. But if you're 9.5 feet tall, you're gonna weigh a little bit. But I kind of think he was a big man. A big man that weighs a lot, that's heavy. A big guy. He needs a bed made of iron. Right? Have you ever slept on a bed that fell under, that crashed underneath you? If you was 9.5 feet tall, that would be a problem. Unless you had a bed made of iron. But also, when I looked up the name Og means round. So I kind of think of him being a big guy, a big man. All right? I kind of think, picture him, in my mind, when I picture this guy, he's a giant of a man. And the Bible says he was a giant. He was a giant. But I want you to look at that verse 11. Only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. Notice this. Only Og remained. Only Og remained. If I could tonight, I want to preach on the fact, your last giant. Your last giant. Only Og remained of the remnant of the giants. Your last giant. And when I think about him being a giant of man, I'll tell you what. He probably had a big booming voice. I mean, I can't picture Goliath standing out there and saying, "You men of Israel!" I can't picture that. No. I don't think that's how he did it. I think he stepped out with a big booming voice. You know, big low voice. He was probably, I mean, I think this man was not really big, but he had a voice that would strike fear in your heart. It would strike fear in your heart. This man, he lived in fenced cities, walled cities. The Bible said that their walls, fenced high with high walls, gates and bars. Strong cities. If it had not been for God, they probably would have had long, hard battles getting rid of this man. But God intervened. Don't want to get ahead of myself. But I want you to notice he was the last of the kings. The last of the giants. Say, well, what do you mean? What do we mean by the last? Children of Israel had left Egypt. They had been wandering in the wilderness. They had fought a lot of battles. They had to defeat a lot of enemies. They was making their way towards the promised land. They were getting closer to the promised land. They had to battle as they got closer to the promised land. There was battles that had to be fought. One of them is mentioned right here, Sion, king of Heshbon. This battle had to be fought. Kind of when you read, it kind of groups these two kings together as the two kings. But this Sion, king of it, that was a battle that they had to fight, and they had to defeat that king as they made their way closer to the promised land. But now they are getting closer to the promised land. They are near enough to the promised land. They can almost catch a breeze and smell grapes, smell the fruit of the land, smell the fresh air of a promised land. They're getting closer. But as the closer they get, there is one more giant that has to be defeated before they can go into the promised land. We're getting close. We're getting near. But there's one more giant. He's a big one. He's a difficult one. There is one more giant that has to be defeated before we enjoy the promised land. Before we cross over and go into that land that has been promised us. Amen. That land that has been waiting for us. Amen. Before we go in and enjoy a harvest that we did not plant. Amen. We drink of wells that we did not dig. Before we go and we taste of the fruit of the land and eat of vineyards that we did not plant, that we did not tend to. Amen. Can I tell you, we're getting close. We're getting close. But before we get there, there's one more giant that has to be defeated. One more giant that has to be defeated. The promised land. The promise. It was a promise of God to the people of Israel. It had not only been promised to them, it had been promised to their father Jacob. Right? It had been promised to their father Isaac. It had been promised to their father Abraham. It was a promise that belonged to them. It was a promise that they needed to possess. They needed to step into. They needed to take control of. It was the promise that was waiting for them. They've already missed out on the promise once because of their lack of faith. Because they did not believe that God could give it to them, they wandered in a wilderness. And they wandered for 40 years, wandering about a mountain. Amen. Until God said, you've circled this mountain long enough. Amen. Turn ye northward and head into the promised land. Amen. And go into the land that God has given you. Amen. Listen, when we get to this point for the children of Israel, we're getting right down to the end. This is going to be Moses' last battle. This is going to be his last fight before he turns it over to Joshua to take the children of God into the promised land. Amen. It's down to the very end, down to the very last. They're getting close. They've moved right up to the edge. Amen. But just when they get that close, there is one more battle that has to be fought. One more battle. The only thing that stands between them and the promise is the last giant. When I think, what's your promise tonight? No, I know it's not a promised land, but what is the promise that you need to claim in your life right now? What is the promise that you need to accept right now in your life? You've gotten really, really close, but what is the promise that you're drawing nearer to? And you're ready to come and fully embrace the promise of God and enjoy the promises of God. Amen. You're right now. What is that promise? Maybe for some, it's the promise of salvation. Amen. That you can give your heart and life to the Lord and find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life and enjoy all the blessings that come with salvation and knowing Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. Maybe that's the promise that you've come so close to and you're ready to move into. Maybe it's a promise for some of a promise of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's right. It is a promise to the believer. Amen. It's a promise to the believer that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. If you've never experienced it, or if it's been a long time since you experienced it, amen, maybe that's the promise that you've come so close, so close. Maybe it's another promise. Maybe it's a promise of healing in your body. Maybe tonight you're sick. Maybe tonight you're in pain. Maybe tonight you're suffering. But listen, amen, there is a promise of healing that the Lord has for his children. It is a promise of God. I believe that it is a promise of God. Amen, God can do those miracles. Don't you believe that? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Search that out about the 14-year-old boy drowning in Lake St. Louis. All right, search it out. Amen. The drowned was dead for 43 minutes and then mom started praying and it came back 43 minutes dead. Amen. I'll tell you what, God is a God that works miracles. God is a God that works miracles. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you, hey man, God can do a miracle for you as well. It is the promise of God. Hey man, you're sick in your body. Hey man, God can do something for you. Listen, I believe it's the promise of God to provide for his children. You've been faithful to the Lord. You've been good in serving God and faithful in your giving to the Lord. Let me tell you what. Hey man, it is the promise of God. Hey man, I believe that God promised us that he would provide and that he would meet our needs. Hey man, maybe tonight you're getting close to that promise. Maybe you're getting ready to have a breakthrough. Amen. But before you step on through and enjoy the promise of God, there may be one more giant that you have to face. Hallelujah. Maybe Satan has been attacking you. Maybe Satan's been attacking your family. Maybe Satan's been attacking your home. Maybe Satan's been attacking you in your mind. Maybe Satan has come against you with all that he has, and you are in a battle today. Well, listen, amen, the victory is yours because I believe that God has promised us victory over the enemy. Amen, he said that it was greater was he that was in us than he that is in the world. And I believe that you can have victory. I believe it's the promise of God. Amen, you may be closer than you think, but before you experience that victory, amen, there may be one more giant. Amen. Maybe it's the promise of revival, because I do believe in revival. I believe in a last day revival. I believe in an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I believe we're going to see mighty and great things done in the last days, church. Hey, man, I believe in that. And you say, well, I feel like that, but man, it seems so distant. It seems so far away. Hey, man, the promise may be closer than you think it is. The promise may be nearer to you right now than what you could ever imagine. Now would be the time. And now as you've gotten close, hey, man, there may be one more giant. One more giant that you have to face. Hey, man, isn't it great to know the promises of God? Wouldn't it be awesome to experience the promises of God? Hallelujah. I believe, you know what, we could all enter into the promises of God tonight. Amen. Different one of us. Some of you may find salvation. Some may find themselves filled with the Holy Ghost. Some may find healing. Some may find revival. Some may find victory. Amen. But whatever the promise of God is that you're needing right now, amen, I believe that God could do it for you before you leave this place. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost can move in here, amen, and bring us victory. Amen, and take us into the promised land. Hallelujah. The promises of God. Promises of God. Amen, the children of Israel are close to the promise. They're right there. They've come right up to the edge. They're right there ready to accept the promise of God. They're right there. Man, I'll tell you what. Man, did they just catch a breeze coming? Amen. From the promised land, did somebody just catch a whiff of the blessings of God and a move of God? Hey man, let me ask you: Are you close enough? Amen. Have you been praying enough? Have you been fasting enough? Have you been reading the Bible enough that you can already start feeling that God is getting ready to do something in your life? Amen. Have you already been seeking the Lord and praying and believing God to move for you and your family? Amen, that you could already sense, amen, that you're closer now than what you've ever been to experience the breakthrough in your life. Amen, right now could be the time for you. Right now could be the time. Amen, close. Amen. It wasn't easy for the children of Israel. There was a lot of battles they had to face. A lot of battles they had to face. They had to fight a lot of enemies. They had to overcome a lot of difficulties. They had to overcome a lot of problems. But can I tell you, they had reached this point. Hey, man, they were close. Hallelujah. They were close. Let's listen to Moses' account. We turned and went up to Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us. He and all his people to battle at Edrei. Notice this. Og came out. That's right. You know, it don't say here Moses as we went by and we started saying, hey, Og. Hey, chubby, chubby, chubby. They didn't go by provoking Og to come out. Hey, big man, what's that on your top of your shoulders? They weren't casting all kinds. They didn't do that. You know what? You don't have to provoke the enemy. You don't have to provoke the enemy to come out against you. Amen. Let me tell you what. Amen. When you get close to the promise of God, amen, the enemy will come out on his own. Amen. You get close to revival and the enemy is going to come out on his own. Amen. You get close to a miracle, the giant's going to step out. Amen. You get close to a move of God and the promise of God. Amen. And the giant is going to step out. I can guarantee you. Amen. You get close to what God is wanting to do in your life and you will surely enough face a giant. Amen. Here they came right down to the end. Right down to the very end. They were close. Amen. We turned. We was heading in that direction. And here he came. The enemy comes out of nowhere. Amen. That giant. Oh, yes. Notice he comes. He brings out all of his people. See, can you imagine a giant? We've read about the effect that the giant can have on an entire army. That's right. We've read the story of David and Goliath, remember? How that one giant had set the battle in array, and all the men of Israel were hiding behind rocks, and they were shaking in their boots, and their knees were knocking, and they were scared, and they were fearful, and they was acting like little girls because the enemy, the giant, the big bad giant had come out and he was saying horrible things to us. And it was horrible. We saw the effect that one giant can have on an army. Amen. I'm sure it's a fearful thing. And you know what? Amen. For you, maybe, you know what? You feel like, here I am this close and now here the giant comes to confront me. Let's listen to Moses' account. Moses said, and the Lord said unto me, fear him not. Hallelujah. Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. Let me tell you what, this isn't your first fight, church. Amen. You didn't get to this point right now because this is your first fight. But you fought a lot of battles to get where you are at. You've had to overcome a lot to get to the point right now where you're at. And now there's one more giant. Amen. The Lord would like to tell you, fear not, church. Fear not, church. Amen. But I will deliver him. Amen. And I'm going to do to him like I did to all the ones in the past. All the battles before. Amen. I'm going to give you victory. I'm going to give you victory over this one last giant. Hallelujah. Verse 3. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og. Sounds pretty easy, don't it? It sounds so easy. Sounds so easy. Amen. But I want to ask you, what is your last giant? What is your last giant? When I begin to think about, well, if we're going to face our last giant, what is the last giant that we're going to have to face before we embrace the promise? What's the last giant that you're going to have to face? The last giant that I face may be different than what you're facing right now. The last giant that I'm going to face may be something that I have to deal with that you've not had to deal with. Or maybe you've already fought that battle and won. But it's my last giant. What's your last giant? What is your last giant? I'll tell you, it's the thing that is keeping you right now from going into the promised land. It's the one thing right now that's keeping you from really stepping out and receiving what the Lord has for you. Hey man, you've went through church service after church service, and the big old giant has stepped out. Amen. And he has kept you from obeying God. The giant has stepped out and he has stood there and he's kept you from stepping out of your pew and getting into an altar. Amen. He stepped out. Amen. He's intimidated you and defeated you. Amen. But listen, now it's time to overcome that one last giant and experience the promise of God in your life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Help us tonight, Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Church, let's lift our hands. Let's worship the Lord for a moment. Hallelujah. Let's ask the Lord to help us right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I feel like it's so important right now. It's so important right now. Amen. This is the time, church. Amen. Where somebody needs to get victory over this last giant. Amen. Somebody needs to go on into the promised land. Let's worship him for a moment. Let's seek the Lord. Let's talk to the Lord for a moment here. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. God, we need your help, Lord Jesus. God, we need you to touch our heart, Lord. God, we need an anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, we need you, Lord Jesus, to come and touch our heart right now, God. Lord, somebody needs victory. Somebody needs to come out of this with a win tonight. Somebody needs to come out of this with a victory tonight, Lord. God, we need you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The giant has stepped out. Amen. The giant has stepped out. He's trying to keep us from entering into the promise. Amen. Lord, we need a victory here, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, man, I feel like God's going to give somebody victory tonight. Hey, man, if they could just get over this last giant, if they can just get past the last giant, hey, man, I believe that God's going to give somebody victory. Somebody's going to leave here with the promise of God. Somebody's going to leave here with the giant defeated. Hey, man, somebody's going to leave here rejoicing in the promise of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. Let me tell you, that last giant, amen, that you're facing tonight may be a giant of fear. Amen, you say, Lord, I can't step out. I'm afraid, Lord God. I'm afraid, amen, that I'll go and I'll make a fool out of myself. I'll get down front, Lord, and there won't nothing happen. I'll be afraid, Lord God, that I'm going to step out and I'm going to look silly or something's not going to work out. Something's not going to happen. I'll go down to the altar like I do every other time and I'm not going to feel nothing and nothing's going to happen. Amen, that's the giant that you need to defeat tonight, is the giant of fear. Amen. That's keeping you from the promise of God. He's keeping you in the chair. He's keeping you in the pew. Amen. You need to step out. Defeat the giant. Defeat the giant. Amen. That seeks to keep you from the promise of God. Amen. Some of you, amen, are being held back by the giant of doubt. Amen. You say, I don't know if God can do it. I don't know if God can move for me. I don't know if God can heal my body. I don't know. Listen, that is a giant of doubt. Amen. Believe in God. Amen. Put your faith in the Lord and defeat the giant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, some need to step out. Amen. The giant. How you say, Brother David, I don't know. I don't know. Amen. If I go down there, people might think I've got problems. Amen. People may think that I've got situations. People are going to think that I can't do it. Amen. People are going to think that I'm crazy. Amen. People are going to think I'm a sinner. People are going to think I'm backslid. People's going to think that I'm not right with God. Listen, that giant's keeping you sitting in the pew. Amen. You need to defeat that giant tonight. Amen. You need to defeat that giant. Amen. You need to step out and say, I don't care what everybody else thinks. Amen. I want the promise of God. I want a move of God for my family. Amen. You say, I don't know if God can meet my needs. It's so big, so great. Amen. Don't listen to that giant of doubt. Amen. But step out and defeat that last giant before you go into the promised land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. What's the giant that's keeping you back there? You say, well, if I could have somebody to pray for me, if I had somebody pray with me, if I had somebody that would intercede for me. Hey, man, listen, sometimes when you step out, hey, man, and you obey God, hey, man, that's when you find, hey, man, that our church will rally behind you. That's when you find the strength of the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, that's when you find the strength of the power of God. Hey, man, tonight would be a good night, hey, man, to defeat that giant. Oh, right now, tonight, God, I rebuke that spirit of fear. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. God, I rebuke that spirit of anxiousness. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of doubt. Amen. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it, oh God. Give us victory, Lord. Give us victory, Lord, I pray, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I pray, God, help us defeat that giant. God, that's keeping us back, that's holding us back. Help us, oh God, to obey you. Lord, to step out, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All your family's on the threshold of revival. Your family's on the threshold of a breakthrough. Your family's on a threshold, amen, of stepping out and getting something from God. Amen. Don't let the giant hold you back. Amen. Don't let doubt and fear and discouragement, amen, lie to you. Amen. But take hold of it tonight. Amen. Believe it in the name of Jesus. Believe it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
shall be mine.